Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
6:30. What do we have here? We have OKC minus 10.5 over the Indiana Pacers in game 2.
Nothing has changed. The Carlisle is still the coach of the Pacers. You still have a lot of, very ordinary humans all aligned with their T-shirts in Oklahoma City. The Pacers will walk into this game and they will play with pride. They will lose the game. They will be within the number because the number, as part of a principle here of the Brad Carson comeback tour, is that when there's that many points, despite the fact that many would say, in fact, John, I would almost say you're about to tell me that if indeed Oklahoma City does win, and they will win, that they will cover this easily, because why, in fact, would it be within the spread when we know that Oklahoma City is going to win it, and then Indy will concede the game, be happy being 1-1, and go back to Indy? That is the logical thing to think. However, all logic went out the window twice in this series. We saw it with a 20-foot bouncer in game 1 against the Knicks that changed the course of that series and the whole entire NBA forever. And then it happened again last night in Oklahoma City when one Tyrese Halliburton gutted the Oklahoma City Thunder. These guys play with pride. They will lose the game with pride. And I will be picking Indy, the Indiana Pacers, plus 10.5 on Sunday on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There you have it. Brad is sticking with the Indiana Pacers. No zag in Brad's zig, as he believes that the Pacers will have enough to stay within the number. I mean, I bet the other side of it. I wouldn't say that I'm having this amazing playoffs by any stretch of the match. Certainly not as well as you. I tell you that. My playoffs have... I'm going to have to go through and like really tabulate it. My guess is I'm a small loser or a small winner.
Okay. You're playing for fun though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm playing to win money. I'm playing to make money.
Well, I mean, but at least you're doing it responsibly. You're not losing the house.
It could be worse, is what I always say. You know, the trap door is always open on these things. So gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
You're not losing the house. That's the main thing.
What I need right now is the final score of game 5, Dallas-Boston 2024. You can pull that up very quickly.
You wanted me to pull it out.
Yes. Brad had Mavericks plus 6.5.
Game 5. Okay.
That's what he had for his final bet.
106.88.
Yeah, they closed it out.
Celtics. So that was a loss for you. You had Mavericks plus 6.5, so it was a loss for you.
Correct.
You finished 32-44-1.
32-44-1.
32-44-1.
Okay, and what is he this year?
44-1. And then this year you are 36-26. 36-26. That feels like it's about to be 500.
I know. It feels like literally like I mean,
because you were 12 games under with one tie last year.
All right.
So and you're 10 games over this year. So it's really close.
32 plus 36 is 68. Okay. So he's got 68 wins. And how many losses did he have?
He's got 26 this year, and then last year he had 44. Well, yes.
So he's 68-70-1.
Yeah, I told you. It's a losing record.
So you've gone. So that's what it's been. It's like last year you lost. This year you win. It's 50-50.
It's literally it's a losing record. It's almost 50-50.
So the edge has come back the other way.
Swung.
Yes.
And that's what it's proven.
Yes.
We're gambling, folks. Don't do it.
All right. Well, so let's just tabulate this.
I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Remember, this all started because FanDuel said
the other way.
FanDuel said to me and to y'all, they said, we'd love you to gamble.
So what it's proven is that even the worst at it can get hot just like just like the betting expert.
Exactly.
He can get hot. The worst guy can do it.
You have nailed
it,
Jason.
That's what it's
You have absolutely nailed it.
There are no edges. That's what. But you were pushing back on the whole there are no edges last year, John. But that's what this is kind of saying.
Well, yeah, so in the NBA playoffs, you're going to have a harder time finding edges. There's no question about that. I mean, if you know, it's only the only edge would be like if a guy's hurt and he's not going to play, or if he is, if he's hurt and he is going to, like, that's what you got to
figure out. Because even when we thought we had the edge, which was a bad gambler who could consistently be bad and we would flip it,
it's it came
gone back
to us.
This year.
Come back to the mean.
So that's what it's shown.
But here's the power of the sports book's VIG, okay? So you just went through the two seasons of his record, and it's basically even.
Right.
68-70-1.
I know where you're going.
So he's still down, if you're $100 better, he's still down $900.
Yeah, a lot of money. That's
even
why I don't
do that's how they build the hotels. That's how they get you in
the end. They're rich.
Even though he's only down, like he's only got, it's only two more losses than wins, right?
That's right.
He's down $900 because he has to lay 110 to win 100.
That's right.
Right? And so every time you lose, you have 70 losses. That's 110 as opposed to 100.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Interesting exercise.
Yeah. I love this exercise. I think it's such a – it's just fun to see, like, year to year, you know, where it goes. And I think the playoffs are a perfect format for it because it's just every – it's game day. It's a ton during the season.
You said he spit in our face in terms of turning around.
He spit
in our
face.
But the spit was full of integrity.
It was
integrity spit.
No, it was integrity spit.
And it remains that way.
Yes.
2 years in.
Now, I do. After the NBA season ends, Brad, we're gonna do Major League Baseball, and it's just gonna be Royals games.
Don't think I wouldn't.
So I'm just gonna throw them at you.
I'll take a stab at anything.
All right. So every day we're gonna do a Royals game, and then you're gonna tell me which side. Are you just gonna fade the Royals every game though in this segment?
I might.
I think they're your new rival.
It's
the Cubs.
There's never been a rival with KC and St. Louis.
It's an I-70 rivalry.
Yeah.
They're in the same state.
The Cubs are the bigger one, though.
Oh, much so. Well, yeah. Much
Cubs
more so.
The Cardinals
that's
number one.
Division same rival. Division rival. Yes. Yeah.
It's like that's like the Subway Series.
Yeah, it's the Subway Series, sort of only for the Midwest, and it's separated by Illinois.
What do they call that series, the rivalry? The
Cubs-Cardinals. It's like Yanks-Red Sox. It's a similar concept.
No, what do they call it? Like, what are they? Oh, there's no name.
There's no cheesy.
Gotcha.
Sort of,
gotcha.
You know, I will say the middle of Illinois is about the cutoff line. The north of there, it's Cubs. South of there, Cardinals.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They do have a professional team. It's the Grizzlies. But like, who's the Grizzlies rival?
The pro rivalry.
Y'all make it somebody new every year.
Was the Warriors for the longest time? It probably still is.
Somebody y'all said became Minnesota at some point, but
It feels like maybe they haven't been in the involved enough.
OKC, they don't look at us as rivals.
No, please. No,
they
that is not
our
a rivalry.
Asses. It's embarrassing.
We used to have one with the Clippers with Blake.
That was real.
Guys.
That was a real
rivalry.
Yes, for sure.
Hated Chris.
And I think, you know, there were some battles with the Warriors for sure. I mean, there were some battles, but it didn't have enough wins, and it didn't happen enough.
Nope.
You had that one series.
And you beat them in a play-in,
A play-in was the biggest win.
Play-in was
that was the biggest win because you put them out.
Yeah, so you played them in two playoff series, and then you played them in the play-in.
Yeah.
Twice.
But they did that back to you this year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They handed it to you.
Yeah, so that you've never beaten them, which makes it a hard sell to call it a rivalry. I mean, that's the problem.
Houston, we've looked at and said maybe a future rival, but they're not now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad. There's no.
It has to happen organically. You can't force.
Right. And it's like I admit the Grizzlies' inconsistency in the postseason probably really hampers that.
I mean, who's OKC's rival at this point? No one in the West, can you say? I mean, Denver is the one that gave them the best shot so far, but I wouldn't call them their rival.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess they don't really have one either. They're just so new to it.
It has to materialize. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so new. Yeah, let's see. It's whoever you battle with.
Typically.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you got to have more than multiple times.
Yeah.
Or it meant something.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting. Interesting stuff.
We've had more college robberies over the years with the Cincinnati's and the Louisville's. And but now even
those, seem to be deteriorating, absolutely, even in the bigger conferences they have, because those have changed.
You guys are forgetting the obvious one, and we're getting close to this season, and that is the Battle of the Bones season. You know, that
I
is
hate
a,
that.
That's
I storied hate that
rivalry.
So much.
That, I hate that we make a big deal about it in
our
program.
I've said before,
it's
I would stop doing the trophy stuff.
The rack away, right?
Seriously, I would reach out to UAB and I'd say, effective immediately, no more Battle of the Bones trophy. We're not doing that.
Lose the trophy.
This is it's a bad look. It's like I don't want to, because a rivalry, like, there is an insinuation of a little bit at least of equality, right? Like of a battle. We're gonna win one, and you're gonna win one, right, and you're gonna win. It's like UAB, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I mean that. They're the poor, according to their coach. Trent Dilfer said they barely got anything to go to eat with.
That's right.
And so we're cheering, beating the poor.
That's right.
Drop that.
UCF used to be a rival. Like, when they were rolling in football, that was a good one. That was fun.
Put them in the tub.
You put them in the tub. Good. Memphis finally got the win.
And we finally beat them. Then that was Ryan. Best win.
That really is. It really is. But, like, you had the battles in the title game, you know, with Anthony Miller and stuff.
Yeah, put down the Battle of the Bones trophy, Ryan, and pick up an AAC trophy. That's what we want around here.
Now, Ryan loves that Battle of the Bones.
Yeah, he does. You love lifting it, too. That's the only one you lifting on.
Ryan has done a great job of helping y'all lower your expectations by doing things like that.
Well, he's got y'all.
I mean, that has not worked on anybody with a brain, Brad.
The papers. Did you see the trophy for the bronze trophy? The Battle
papers.
Of the Bones? Look at Ryan.
Who is the papers?
Look at Ryan holding up the rack of ribs.
This man said the '90s.
We have multiple media outlets.
There's
not actual physical paper with one.
My
of
neighbor
them.
Still gets a paper.
The papers.
The papers! He's holding up the paper.
Yeah, you know, like the papers.
Several in the driveway.
Yeah, on the websites.
What's the most famous, like, headline, you know, from one of the 40s, you know, the war's over. The papers. But we have not been fooled by that, as you know, Brad, on this station. You know, we do not subscribe to that propaganda. You know, we expect.
I was told people love Ryan Silverfield.
The only thing we said was that your job, you know, whatever you want to call it, your requirement of winning a bowl game was outrageous.
That was outrageous.
Now, it was who the bowl game was against,
right,
too.
Micah Parsons, Michael Parsons.
Here's the thing why I enjoy that. I enjoyed that take a lot, and I still stand by it, because it's the same with Easel or any of these guys. Like, do something incredible to get the million-dollar job. Like, it totally makes sense. It's actually a sensible take.
That's fine. Well, then let's apply the same principles to Thomas Isolo, then, because if he doesn't win the summer league,
that's what I said.
Against
summer,
the,
exactly.
He doesn't deserve to be the coach.
I think it's a fair take, John.
Especially because they're bringing.
We're gonna have the deck loaded.
Jaron's playing.
I don't think we're playing Jaron.
You got it. He better win the summer league. But no, Jared's not playing, but everybody else is.
We have good players playing in the summer league. I mean, it's a fair point. Like, go do something.
I honestly would love to see them just say, we're going to go win it. We're going to play for the duration, and we're going to win it. I know they won't do that, but I would just love to see it. Especially because Isolo's coaching. Now, he may not coach for the whole thing. He may take off.
I don't know what good that's going to do you. He hadn't proven anything. There's no foundation set here.
Yeah.
You should coach every single one of them.
Yeah, I agree. The more, the better.
Especially if you intend to be here for a little while. All those young guys, several of them will be part of, you know, if you're going to be here for a while, several of them will be part of your foundation, your rotation. You want them speaking your language, coach.
Yeah. All right, let's see. What the Summer League.
He's not above it.
Summer League starts.
Climbing might think so.
July 10th. So that's
okay.
But is that Vegas? That's Vegas, right? Don't think we have one in Utah beforehand, right?
Yeah, the Utah one.
It'll be first thing in July. I think I saw the dates. It was that first week in July for Utah.
Yeah, it's like that 4th of July weekend, probably, like 5, 6, 7, probably that week.
And we'll
week.
Get a couple there
before we
hit them. So you got the California Classic and the Salt Lake City that both happened from the 5th to the 8th.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So California Classic, like the Kings, the Warriors, like random teams will be in that. That's taking me back. California Classic. But yes, I would go ahead and keep everybody out there as long as possible.
Cam Spencer, your dog.
Yep. Let's
be
see.
Out there.
Good player.
Let him off the leash then, Zach.
That man was talking this to KD. You know he's going to be tearing this summer league up.
He should kill these guys.
Yeah. These bums he's going to be facing.
Yeah, 100% should. Anyway, there you have it. Fade Brad today is going to be Pacers. +10.5. That's Brad's pick.
Yes, sirs.
So if you are, you know, again, you keep slurring that like it's scissorp. It's yes, sirs. We at this point, we have to be respectful of them.
Yes, sirs.
You know what I mean? We have sipping on some yes, sirs. That's kind of how Brad Scissorp. Is saying it. You know, but it's yes, sirs.
Yes, sirs.
And Tyrese Halliburton is a great follow on social media.
Is he?
A great follow. Because he's as soon as the game was over, he debuted his new shoes last night.
Pumas.
And he that's brilliant.
And he tweeted, "It's got to be the shoes."
Oh,
they look good going up on that shot too.
He's my guy.
He framed that well.
He's a very fun player to watch. You can't hate on that dude.
Dang.
I mean, he only had 14, but
I don't even care.
No, you're right. I'm joking. You can't hate on him.
All those guys were in the teens, though. They all were like 15, 20.
Bro,
19.
Yes. It was like Pascal, 19. Yeah. Turner, 15. Nate Neesmith, 15. Nimhart, 15. Halliburton, 15.
They were all right around there.
it was equal opportunity up there, bro. And then you go to the Thunder, and it's like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 50. Casey Wallace, 2.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
But, my God, that was the thing. He had Casey Wallace on him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Jordan at the end with Brian Russell on him or LeBron.
We're not putting it in that category.
You understand
what
I'm
Jordan's saying? Jordan's legacy
is safe. He's kind of like Ori in this sense. He's kind of been right place, right time on some of these.
Jason's mission today is to make sure that we do not put that in the
annals
of history.
He is emerging superstar
with Jordan. No, I agree.
But there's something different than what Dame had to do. Like Jeff was talking, I'm pointing that out.
Yeah.
Dame and these other guys that were clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They have the defense focused completely on them.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with the Pacers. And part of what's happening, this discombobulation at the end of these games. He's been good out of the chaos.
No, I think Ori's a good call. I mean,
it's not. It's different because my guy's the point guard. He's going to have the ball in his hands more so than Ori.
Ray
Ori's
Allen,
more
right? I mean,
player,
Ray Allen hit some game winners.
Yes, he did. And particularly as a role guy, he hit some game
now
winners
his,
later
now he
on.
Is the star.
Now, he was a star doing it,
You
know, for points with the Bucks. But when he's with the Heat.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. Because, Jordan's was all 48, right? Like
My guy, if Neesmith and Nimhard don't hit those threes to start the run.
No chance to be in the game, probably.
Right.
Even.
And that's what I'm saying. There is no run because Halliburton isn't starting it. It wasn't happening. And they needed his threes for those threes first before he comes in right place, right time. Exactly. But you have to, because it's so clutch and because he's constantly hitting them, you got to get him all the credit in the world.
Exactly right. Max. Exactly right. We'll see if it continues on Sunday.
Amazing.
They're going to need
it.
All right, we'll come back. Part of the pod, you're going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about all the comings and goings with Memphis. Got the camps, got the new addition to the schedule with Utah State, roster, Dane, lots to get to. Sticking around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM. Black Tie Movement has changed the movement of the city of Memphis. They're the best. I've used them twice, and I'm so glad I did. They made that entire process so easy. And I had a lot of heavy stuff, too. I had, old furniture, man, that I'd have been like, man, it could stay. My wife wanted it. Thankfully, Black Tie handled it. They showed up when they said they were going to show up. They stayed on budget. It was awesome. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving the city of Memphis. Call today. Part of the Podgy is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Tigers, the sort of movement there, the addition there of the Utah State Aggies to the schedule. And more. And Dane just waiver update, and not that there is an update, but just sort of where that stands, and then other players that they may ultimately get involved with. We got game two on Sunday between Pacers and the Thunder. And I think obviously the most important thing is that we're gonna have basketball for another 2 weeks. That makes me very happy. Well, we got this weekend. And they got all the next weekend, all the next week. And then you got game 5 on Monday. We'll see. We'll know by then for how long we're going to have it. What's the last NBA Finals that went 7? Was it that LeBron? Was it that LeBron come from behind 3-1 in 2016? It feels like the one. I know there have been some sixes.
5.
Yeah. Let's see.
And I don't go back much further than that.
Yeah, let's see. 7 would have been 2016. We had a 6-game series in 2019, Warriors and Raptors. That's the one that Kawhi, and that group got done. 6 in 2020, Lakers versus the Heat. 6 in 2021, Bucks versus the Suns. 6 in 2022, That was Warriors over Celtics. But then it was 5-5, and this at minimum will be 5.
I don't count 2020 COVID title for Lakers.
COVID title, indeed.
All at Disney.
That's right. That's right. We have
fantasy.
We have only had in the last 20 years only, it looks like, 4 NBA finals that went 7. So it does not happen often. Not a very common occurrence.
I still don't think this one's going 7.
Yeah.
But I'm loving my OKC in 6 pick now, huh?
Yeah,
how
you
good
look
am
great.
I looking on that
You
one?
Look great. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
You've actually never looked better in this well, light. Although you need to worry thank about you. 4 in a row. I mean, that's your big concern here is that, you know, you remember Allen Iverson took game 1 against the Lake Show.
Yes, you reminded us of it earlier this week.
And then Lakers won 4 in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Thunder will do that. It seems like a lot to ask, but if anybody could do it, it would be them.
Yes, I think you were just completely dismissing the greatness that is Rick Carlisle going to let them win 4 straight, including 2. What, we're just going to go to Indiana and win both of those? No.
Amazing.
No.
4 seed.
Those role players that were so good for them last night will be good for them in Indiana.
Mm.
At the very least, I think it's going back to OKC 2-2. That's what I think.
The other thing is, like, you go back and look at these NBA finals matchups. Like, there are no 4 seeds. Like, there's only the only other 4 seed was 2018. I mean, last year the Mavs were a 5, so that's the most recent one, and it is an outlier. But the rest of it is like 1-3, 1-2, 1-1. The Cavs in 2018 were a 4 seed somehow. I don't know what happened, but they got swept. That LeBron team got swept. And then the rest of it is just basically 2-2, 1-2. So it's just very rare that a team like, you know, Indiana is even in this thing, let alone being up 1-0 in the damn series right now. So we'll see where it goes from here. But, yeah, super impressive win for them last night, dramatic fashion.
Don't let them win Sunday.
Don't let them win Sunday. That is 100% true. Don't let them do that. Beat them by a billion. Beat them by a billion. A billion. Have him walking out of the
building. Well, you know Halliburton. Saying,
what the hell?
He's fine with like a 6-point performance and waiting until it goes
back
it'll
come.
To Indiana.
It'll happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
There will be a moment where Halliburton does not show up. And I don't know if it's on Sunday, but I honestly think like psychologically you feel amazing about this. Like you're like 1-0, we did it. It's here. You know, and we're in a good spot regardless. So part of the podcast is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Parth Upadhyay covers the University of Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Friday because, you know, the offseason never ends. He's been here with us in the summer, and we certainly do appreciate his time. All right, lots to get to. Let's start with some news. New game, new schedule, new home and home on the schedule. Utah State.
Utah State, Logan, Utah is where I'll be headed.
That's
mid-February.
Right. That's what you get.
Will it be snowy
That's
in
what
Utah?
You get because
no, I'm excited. No,
you
no, no.
come in here every week and you puff out your chest
on,
about I get
bro.
To go to the Bahamas.
Don't
I get
do
to
this.
Go to Maui. I get to go. How about Logan, Utah for your ass in February?
I'm excited. I heard Utah's pretty, right? Is Logan near Salt Lake City?
No,
Salt Lake City's gorgeous. I've
heard. I'm hopeful for your case that it's not. You need to slum it up a little bit. So I think it's probably not.
I think it'll be a fun trip.
I think it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'll make the most of it.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's for sure.
Let's look.
Somebody look at a map. Yeah, where's Logan, Utah?
While I look it up, what do you make of just the basketball piece of it?
Yeah, it's a good addition. Obviously, Penny's talked openly ever since early last season, I think, about adding a non-conference game in the middle of the conference schedule just to change things up, just to get a little bit of a tougher test than AAC teams provide as the postseason kind of nears, right?
Yep.
So to get a Utah State team that's made the NCAA tournament for the past 5 years, I think they won, 26 games last year and made the tournament again. That's certainly better, much better than anything you're going to get, otherwise, right, through that 18-game AAC slate. I think, I want to say Utah State finished in the top 50 toward the of KenPom, like kind of toward the bottom of the top 50, but still in that neighborhood, right? Whereas the next closest AAC team, I think, was well outside that range. So, certainly an upgrade in competition, no doubt.
Yeah, Logan is 80 miles north of Salt Lake City.
Oh, so not really that close, huh?
I mean, it's
not that bad. I mean, what is that, Memphis and Jackson, Tennessee? That's not that bad.
You're not gonna have time.
I'm not gonna have time to
more like 70.
You know, explore Salt Lake City, but
no, absolutely, you're not gonna have time to go skiing or none of that.
I'm sure Logan will be cool. I'm excited.
I just think it's penance. I think it's your penance for all the tropical places you get to go.
Look, man, there's still four blanks, right, on the non-conference schedule. Maybe there will be another.
Well, they got to be here, right? Sooner or later, some of those got to be here.
Dude, you would hope. You would hope.
Maybe even all four of them. I don't know, because most of those non-conference games that you've got listed are all road games.
That was the piece that Jace was talking about. Is that, like, you know, while these games are good, it's like, all right, what are you doing for your home fans?
And it's crazy, though, because last year, I mean, the schedule, non-conference schedule in its entirety was ranked fourth, right? Fourth toughest in the country by KenPom. Not all of those were at home, obviously, but even with that sort of schedule and the team being ranked and having an All-American point guard, all of that, attendance was an issue. So now, going into this season, brand new roster, lesser talent than a year ago, right? And your best home game right now, as it stands right now, is UNLV, the return of Josh Pastner.
Now, like, that's the one you can package. That will be a good one.
Folks will turn out for that one?
Yeah.
What, we're talking about over 10K?
Yeah, I think so, because Josh.
You are kidding.
Do people love Josh like that?
Well, I don't know if it's like a love Josh thing, but I think he'll have some people that go.
We're not getting a 10,000, bro.
10,000
plus
for Josh
Pastner? The only times that happened last year, Mississippi State and Ole Miss, they had to bring – you had to get other folks here for that. It's not happening with Josh.
It'll be your best attended one, though, whatever that is.
Well, hopefully something else is in here that'll be better attended than that.
Hopefully with these last four vacancies, something else comes to fruition that
I pray.
Are you hearing anything? It seems unlikely. That's exactly what John said is what I'm hearing, that there will be the type of matchup that you know, we as media and folks as fans would hope for at FedEx Forum this year.
Yeah.
The most attended thing is going to be the exhibition game against Arkansas.
That's not done yet, right?
It's not done, no. But you might not be wrong about that.
You expect it to get done?
Yes, I do. Okay. I expect, yes. Arkansas to play in a preseason game.
I will stream for 48 hours in a row out there. I'm going to go out there and do like a Kai Cenat stream.
Remind me about New Orleans. It's just a one-off. Is that a bye game? Just some help out Tim Duncan's former
one-off.
School?
It's a one-off, yeah.
Thank God.
Sure. So we got to, no at date some on point, right, those got to come off because we helped out Tony. We're helping out.
Yeah.
Right? We did Alabama State. We helped out Tony. I know you got to keep a couple bye games on there, but the helps, you need those spots at some point, especially when you don't have anything attractive at home.
This is pure speculation, but, you know, with four vacancies, obviously – you know, we'd hope and think most of those would be at home, but there's got to be at least one more bye game, right, coming. Because they've only got one of these right now. So let's say, I don't know, Alabama State or whoever, Jackson State. One of those, and then that leaves you with three spots. I wonder when
did they play three bye games last year?
Did they play three?
Alabama State.
Arkansas State, which turned out, you know, how did, right?
And then Bama State. Was that two?
Bama State. Who was the third? I thought there was a third one. You're right. Was it Austin Peay? Was it two seasons ago? Right, that was the Javon Quinterly, David Jones year.
Yeah,
I can't recall.
It was two or three. It felt like three. But we're saying it needs to just be two this year. If you're going to get something in there that fans want to see.
Because looking at it now, let's say the schedule rounds out how we all think it will, which means nothing crazy splashy, no top 10, right, top 5 opponent at FedEx Forum. What do you think the strength of schedule is going to be with what we see on paper right now? It's certainly not going to be four, right?
Mm-mm. No, it took a lot
for it to be four. Everything had to go their way.
100%, dude.
Like those teams had to hold up their end of the bargain, and you know, those wins had to ultimately age much better than they did two seasons ago, which happened. But what are the odds of those kind of matchups being added to the schedule, and then those teams to also carry that forward throughout the season?
I sympathize. It's very difficult to do this. I think Memphis football has some bad home and home schedules too. Like they're going to Troy. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're going to Georgia State. What are we doing? I mean,
nuts.
It's crazy to me that the athletic department. And I know this. All this was done in
previous administration. Yes,
it was like, dude, you can't sit here and tell me that you're the priority for this athletic department, and they're going on the road to Georgia State and Troy. Like, that is outrageous to me. Like, that's not a serious football program, right? It's just not. Not like how you want to be perceived in terms of how seriously you want to be taken. You would not be playing games like that. You know, do the two. You got to do start doing the two for ones. You got to start doing the two for ones
with those type of schools. Yeah, or I mean, oh, you're saying other way around, right?
No, like oh, with the, okay. SEC schools want the two I for see. One. You go there twice. They come to yours once.
Memphis basketball should do that. If nobody's biting on the home and homes,
I agree.
Do a two for one, but make the first one right in here.
Sure, go
you know,
two
in FedEx
in Forum. Yeah, I'm fine with that because
and
honestly,
then go back to back to wherever you got to go. To
you
get
know,
this done.
Your league is so piss poor that you're gonna need. To overcome it, right? You're going to have to overcome it. So you're going to need quad one opportunities like on the road. You're going to need as many of those as you can get, and you're going to have to win them. So I would say two for ones for Memphis basketball would absolutely be on my checklist. Let's do that.
It was one by game last year. I threw you off with Alabama State. That was 2 years ago.
It was Arkansas State. That's it?
I mean, that I can find because –
Two
years ago, there was Jackson State, Alabama State, and then you had Austin Peay on there.
Uh-huh.
But you only had last year Arkansas State, the one you lost. Alabama State was not on the schedule.
They played
last
somebody
year.
Else before they. It was Louisiana Tech. That was the
La
two.
Tech.
It was La Tech because after Maui, they played La Tech first, and it was kind of a scare, right? And then they slipped up ultimately that Sunday, the following Sunday against Arkansas State.
So two.
So they've got one on this schedule. Let's assume another one's added. Then you've got three spots to play with. You would hope that something, you know, of significance is added, right, in those three spots, certainly.
Yeah, tough one. All right, tell me about Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Wow. Who is Huey and who are these people?
It was just the one guy, Huey, from the UTSA decommit from Miami.
Yeah.
Is that, are we expecting him to be, because I know how this works, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't even have to make a call. I don't have to do anything. I just see what you got, these random players you guys start tweeting about. And I just assume that there's a reason that you guys are tweeting about these random players.
Yeah.
And I just assume that there's a deal, you know, that's been agreed upon or will be agreed upon soon. And Kyren Huey, is that his name?
Is it Kyrie Huey?
Kyrie Huey. Okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly because Kyrie's spelled not like Kyrie Irving, right? It's K-I-R-E-E.
Yeah, so it looks like Kyrie Huey. So
Kyrie Huey, Miami transfer, who decommitted, I think it was from UTSA, if I'm not mistaken, right? Averaged 1.6 points and 1.4 rebounds through 14 games in the ACC for Miami last year. Only played 14 games for some reason.
Yep.
But a season ago, if you're an optimist, glass half full.
I think it's important.
At Idaho State, which is in a much weaker league, right, than Miami, he put up 11.3 points, 5.8 boards, and 1.2 blocks per game. So, you know, if Memphis does acquire Huey, it's funny you made that Huey Dewey. Was it Huey, Louie, and Dewey?
He's kind of a Huey, Dewey, and Louie if we just call him balls and strikes.
If Memphis does land Huey, obviously Penny and fans and everybody else would hope that.
He's starting four.
I don't. Would you start a. Guy who averaged 1.6 points.
Am I starting?
My lineup's on the internet. My projected lineup.
I said his lineup's on the internet.
you can go look it up.
DailyMemphian.com. Subscribe, please. Check that out. Click that.
I like it.
Get my numbers up.
My man said my lineup is on the internet. Damn.
No, I think they're going to play a lot of small ball, right? Assuming.
That's crazy.
Unless Penny pulls some rabbit out of the hat, right? Which he's done before. So I don't want to, you know. Put it past them to do that.
Nah, bro. The rabbit out of the hat days are ending, unfortunately.
The price is so, I mean, I'm sure you've had similar conversations with folks, but the price for the Hueys and Louies and Deweys is significant.
It is.
You know, it's not a drop in the bucket anymore.
It's crazy. It's unfortunate, man.
It's that position. It's the front court. It's the four and fives.
Like 4 years
fours
ago.
Fours and fives are going for a lot of money.
I feel very confident in this. 4 years ago, 2021, Memphis was in the situation that, first of all, they wouldn't be in the situation where they're trying to get bodies. But if they were in the situation, Penny would have gotten a dude. Like he'd pop up with somebody that was in the draft or something, you know. And they're, you know, like he would just do that. And like now, it's $3 million to get in the door. I mean,
it's nuts.
You know, for a guy like that, you know,
for a needle mover, not for Huey.
Yeah, not. But even you know, Huey is going to cost. All these guys cost. So. No, I agree with you. I mean, they're going to have to get very creative with how they, you know, how they play next year. And, I do think Penny will maximize it, but I just think the biggest question with them is just how much really, what does that mean? What does maximizing this group mean? Does it mean a tournament appearance? Is that what it means?
Does it mean an at-large tournament appearance?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be a team that's already cemented in the field going into, going into the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a major. Now, I had questions about him last year. Full disclosure, you know, but even compared to last year, I mean, you had an AAC Freshman of the Year, you had a veteran point guard.
Tyrese Hunter had been there. Yes, you had guys that were proven.
This roster is extremely conceptual. You know,
very much so.
It's like, all right, you're gonna play like this. You're gonna do this. This guy's gonna have to take a step up. This guy's gonna have to take a step up. It could happen, but it's just more of a, you know, projecting than
so
like
so many ifs, right?
Right.
Aaron Bradshaw
exactly
flips the switch. If Zachary Davis can, you know, have his offensive game catch up to his elite defensive ability. If Doug McDaniel can, you know, keep his head on straight for the season and be that leader and be the orchestrator that you want him to be. Like if
exactly
all the way down.
I got another one. If you could get Fred Smith out of Briarcrest and Cello Jackson, who was here at FACS but is now in Florida, as freshmen coming in here to go with Curtis Givens and Julius King Tedford coming back, you could technically get to a more Memphis, right, born at least roster. And in terms of keeping guys in continuity, if you're trying to sell, hey, play for more than just the – you know, the check, play for Memphis, that's sort of a, you could actually see that coming together within
as
a year or two.
As your foundation for the future,
as
right?
As a possible foundation for the future with some Memphis guys.
Just no doubt.
I who think they're the, involved with.
The talent's getting, I mean, I got here in, 2022, and the narrative or the reality, however you want to frame it, was that the talent locally was not anywhere near.
Nah, it's been down since you've been here, bro.
Yeah, exactly. What it was years ago.
100%.
But I think we're starting to see a slow but steady uptick, right?
Because then you got Braylon and DJ.
Worth, you know, really going after.
Right, in that 28 class that are 2 years behind them and the sophomore class. And now I know you saw it because I think Varlas wrote about it for you guys.
Yep, he did.
They're bringing in Huggins.
They offered Huggins. They're not bringing in Huggins.
Well, I meant Briarcrest is bringing him in to play with Fred.
Memphis offered Huggins.
And so, you've got
Huggins
another.
Coming from Nashville to Briarcrest.
And
he is
in that same class as Braylon and DJ Okoth over at Bartlett. So there's kind of a new crew that's 2 years behind Fred and Cello.
Yep.
That if he wanted to stay Memphis, you know, and get these guys.
Yeah. I mean, who knows anymore, right? Because even, you know, we saw it, 2 years ago when Billy Richmond III and Curtis Givens III committed elsewhere, and you thought Memphis was in great position with both those guys. So it seems like it's getting back to the old ways where you're keeping the 901's best talent, you know, on the city's team. And you know, maybe it'll stay that way. But
I just wonder,
there are no certainties.
At a time where you're being priced out of national, you know, expectations to keep this thing nationally relevant, you're getting to a point where you're priced out of that. Is the only way that he can go to sort of,
find
I'm not saying bargain shopping,
discount.
But
yes,
you see where I'm going with
that. No, absolutely.
And get to some continuity by having some Memphis guys back on the roster. Maybe it's the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you sort of skin the cat trying to.
Man, how have we gotten here, though? Like, when I took this job, right, the Daily Memphian, like I said, almost 3 years ago now, it was on the heels of Kendrick Davis's commitment, right? Mm-hmm. You had DeAndre Williams. Like, you had, the rest of the players were mid-major role players that he got from, UTEP and Georgia Southern and elsewhere, but like you had those guys, you got the number one guy in the portal to play point guard.
I mean, even last year, Stansberry was throwing around lots of NIL money, as you know. I mean, it's changed from last offseason to this offseason. Just the money that, I mean,
it costs money to get Tyrese Hunter, it costs money to get PJ Haggerty. You know, I mean, it costs a lot of money to put that roster together. I mean, that's what's changed, bro. I mean, the exponential explosion of NIL budgets.
Just
from
last offseason to this one.
Yes.
So as recently as that. Because it felt like you had enough last offseason.
I mean, you should know this better than anybody because your roster in Chapel Hill costs $14 million.
I went to school there. It's not my
roster.
That's what
I'm saying, though. You guys are paying $14 million for
it.
I think it's a joke.
I think it's
a joke.
And then, so that's what changed.
They've mismanaged. Like, it's one thing. I get it. I get what they're trying to do, right? Hubert's like, hey. Like, y'all want me to...
This is the business today.
Y'all want
give
consistent
me
results? Like, he's... You know, Hubert's been to a national title game, and then that season wasn't great, but he caught lightning in a bottle, and then two seasons later, he went to the Sweet 16 with the number one seed, right? So, he's done it, but now Hubert, if he's saying that y'all want that consistently, okay, pay up, you know? Like, let's invest. But there's got to be some strategy with the investments. You throwing $14 million at that roster, I think it's ranked... Their portal class is ranked 21st.
Memphis looks like
ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Memphis, it looks like good stewards, right? Like, they really do. They look like good stewards of money because they've put this Hassan Abdul-Hakim guy
Sneaky, sneaky get.
Very intriguing.
That's your starting small ball four.
How you could
that's
have Memphis as a bigger loser than North Carolina. He's got $14 million, and right. what they got out of the transfer portal is not attractive at all.
North Carolina is absolutely one of the, I would say, should top be. 10 you, losers yeah. in the portal this offseason.
Especially with the money y'all have.
Do you know like what really was going on with Hassan Abdul-Hakim in January? It's not a legal thing. We know.
It doesn't seem to be.
Because he only played 12 games last year. And then he was mysteriously off the team.
Yeah. But if you look at the coach's comments, right?
Right.
Over there at Rio Grande Valley, I guess if you read between the lines of his comments, it seemed like, oh, this guy's going to, great guy who's going to go on and do great things. Like, I don't think he would say those things about somebody who, but like, you know, what, insert crime here,
but,
right?
But like, if he was, it's just very strange that he was off the team. He only played 19 games the year
strange.
Before that.
It is strange.
But I said this on Jeff's show. I got a tweet from a random guy. Like, I don't even know. He doesn't even have a profile picture. But he tweeted me and said if he was doing a draft of Memphis players, current guys on the roster, this guy would be his number one pick. Which is like, okay, so there must be something with this dude.
He's probably got the second highest upside on this team, aside from Aaron Bradshaw.
Right. John was shocked it wasn't Curtis Gibbons.
Yeah, you're big. I mean, you're big on Curtis. You might be the number one.
First,
yeah. Might be CG3's number one.
That was your
shock
in the tweet that the guy hadn't said Curtis, right?
If I could bet a future on a player, it would be Curtis Gibbons next year.
I don't know. You're being dead ass.
100%. He was one of three real. Yeah, I'm happy to explain. He was one of three real.
I think he's
going to
be good. Let's make that very clear.
Who played as a freshman.
Yeah.
Right? Jeremiah Fears, Boogie Fland, Curtis Gibbons. That's it. In terms of freshmen,
they finished
in that
second
league.
To last. In
I know
the SEC,
they were
bro.
A bad team. That's not his fault.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that's probably why he
the size of the target that John has put on Curtis's back for next
just
year,
because,
just with these lofty expectations.
Look, they weren't tanking, Parth. Okay, it wasn't like, oh, let's just try to lose all these games.
No,
let's play Curtis Gibbons 30 minutes a game.
I mean,
no, that he
Matt's coaching for his job, bro. He's not tanking.
Established himself as one of the better guards on that team last year. And he got the opportunities. He put up double digits against Florida. How many turnovers, Jason?
Zero.
None.
Zero.
None against the national.
I think
champs.
11 points, 4 assists, 0 turnovers.
John's only said it 30 times.
Yeah, it's.
He reminds us every day.
Brad's
about
actually
going to
go get the stat line tatted on his
11-4-0.
As you know, per John, he's going to compete for the starting two job for the shooting. Even you know,
I think he will be in the mix for
he's
sure.
Compete for it.
I mean, he'll play a ton between.
Oh, he'll play a ton.
You know, he can play both. He can play both on and off the ball. You go. He's a big guard. He can shoot the ball better than he did last year. I believe that 100%. Like he's going to be like the LSU stunk last year.
Right.
Memphis would have packed them up easily. So
absolutely.
So now he's playing with a real team with real talent.
That man develop and cook first.
And Memphis.
No, but I mean John's onto something. I wouldn't go as far as he's going, but
I don't think I'm going that far. They're saying he's going to be a good player,
dude,
man.
This is the same player who scored 24 points on Montverde's in their national championship game, right?
Right.
24 points, 6 of 9 from 3 on arguably the best high school basketball team in recent history.
Oh, that experience definitely made him better.
Cooper
those 2 Flagg, years there.
Derek Queen, like,
yes,
that team was loaded.
And Curtis
Robert
Gibbons
Wright
was the star of the team.
And he was the star on its biggest stage, the team's biggest stage. He was the star.
Cooper Flagg was deferring
player
to him. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
I don't know about all season, but in that game,
I can't wait.
Curtis had the hot hand.
It is so sad that Curtis is only getting half of his NIL because John has the other half.
No. I'm actually
going to representing
help.
Him? Are you?
No, I'm going to help him make
soon.
More. I'm going to help him make
with
a lot more. As you guys can tell, when Memphis guys come back home, it means a lot to me. You know,
I respect
now,
it, man.
Now, what he's going to say
is that
man
had one sentence on King Thetford. What? He doesn't even know how to pronounce the name yet.
We don't even
and
know
he's
his
from
name.
No, it's Thetford.
We don't even
it's
know
Thetford.
His name. Okay, it's Thetford.
Like it's Thibodeau.
I'm spoken is, to Julius.
Okay,
Thetford.
Where is the King piece of this coming from?
It's his nickname,
bro.
Okay.
What you think
Julius
I've been getting
King
that wrong?
Thetford.
King
it,
is what you need to
I
be calling him.
I thought it was like a hyphenated deal, like
a
Gilgeous Alexander.
He's a king.
King's his nickname.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know his game is a little wacky. You know,
he's cold, man.
We'll see.
That's who I'm high on. He's a bucket.
I'm open to it, but his game's a little herky-jerky for me.
And he's fearless. Like, he scored 18 against Kentucky at Rupp.
At Rupp. Okay, see?
In their crib.
Now, that's a good point. That's a good call out. That's a good. If I'm going to call out Curtis Gibbons' big game against big-time
18.
Teams, 18 against Kentucky and Rupp is definitely. I mean, he's probably up there for Memphians who have put up the most numbers in that building, 18. They probably haven't been.
Yeah, I mean, how many Memphians have played in that building?
Well, I don't know why you had to say that. A lot. You know, once upon a time, we had a lot of people in this city, you know, who came through.
No, I believe that the 85 team had to go through Rupp in some capacity to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Final Four was in Rupp or if it was a season scene, but yeah, so there have been Memphians that have played in that arena. Yes.
but, you know, part of how many Memphians have actually been good enough to play
Kentucky? That's one of the numbers, man.
You know, you can tell he just moved here 3 years ago. That's on us, though. Bro. We got to produce more. We got to produce more players. We've stopped doing that as much in recent years. All right, read him on the internet. That's where we'll find you, right?
On the internet. Yes, sir. DailyMemphian.com.
You'll be on the...
great job, man.
You know what I need? I'm not your editor, but this is what I need. I need a Hassan Abdul-Hakim feature. I need to know who this guy is. He's a mystery. He's a mystery. I need to know where he's from, what he's all about.
I'll get on it.
I need to know where this guy came from because it feels like he might be a dude.
Yeah,
for Memphis,
no doubt.
You know, like he might be their leading scorer. It could happen. You know,
he'll be top three, I think.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm excited. He's part of the pod. Yeah, I read him at Daily Memphis.
Thanks,
he joins us every single Friday here on the show. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Turner Fam, ESPN. Sonic America's Drive-In. Locations all around Memphis. Great way to kick your weekend off with those sweet top lemonades. Redefining refreshment. Get that sweet, cold foam. Blueberry, lavender, strawberry, classic. The $1.99 menu. Got the honey chipotle, junior chicken sandwich, Southwest crunch queso wrap, the groovy fries. Jason, we love the groovy fries.
Absolutely love them. With that groovy sauce and those ridges that hold the salt oh so perfectly. Never go wrong with the groovy fries. Can't go wrong with anything on the Sonic menu. Whatever it is, live free, eat Sonic.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Parthu Padhyay for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. As I get you out of here, we talked about Djokovic grinding. Sinner won the first set. Djokovic trying to take number two.
Dog. He's a dog still.
He's a dog. He's a beast. He's a problem. It's going to do it for us today. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.